Well, it looks like it's an absolute bust for plant-based meats, and rightfully so. There's a new report out saying that plant-based meats, who were expected the brand itself was expected to kind of just boom, and well, it's not these days. Now let's take a look at this article that comes out from Wired.com because it's very, very telling in it. They're saying, obviously there was this big boom back in 2018 and 2021 regarding plant-based foods. And it was expected to be this massive industry bringing in 4.8 billion to about 7.4 billion. But now, according to a new report, it's not doing so well. So over the last 2 years alone, these products have seen a 13% drop in sales. And well, that's not it. As prices of meat alternatives have gone up, this masks a much greater drop in unit sales over the same time period. They fell about 26% from 2021 and 2023. So it looks like Americans all across the country are finally gaining some sense and they're not willing to go on the Bill Gates diet. And joining me to discuss is JD Rucker. He is the co-founder of BriannaMeat.com. JD, this is good news. Americans are, it looks like, rejecting these plant-based products. And we talked about it a couple of shows ago. They're extremely unhealthy for Americans, according to, other studies. But now it just looks like most Americans are just turning away and rejecting it altogether. What's your takeaway from this?
Well, I mean, it's everything. It's crazy how it's across the board when it comes to alternative, quote unquote, meats like plant-based meat, petri meat, insect meat, or whatever you want to call it, all these fake proteins they're throwing out there. I mean, they said it was going to be less expensive. That turns out to not be the case. They said it was going to be healthier. That turns out to not be the case. They said there's going to be this huge boom and the people are going to embrace it. That turns out to not be the case. It's just like, it's like government, right? It's like all these expectations that they set in the beginning and it turns out to be false. I look at the screen, I think of plant-based meat, and I think of Mike Johnson, okay? It's just been a huge disappointment from the beginning. And yeah, there we are. Impossible burger, it's kind of like the impossible speaker. They're one and the same, not meeting obligations.
Yeah, well, I think our most people at home can understand, especially that comparison you just gave us. It's amazing. I'm a big fan of it. Obviously, Speaker Johnson's a failure, and so is all these plant-based businesses. And I remember when I was working at Fox News and Fox Business, specifically Fox Business, was pushing these plant-based products because they were going public, and they were so excited because they thought this was going to be massive, and it's turning out not to be. So I'm excited for that. Listen, most Americans don't want these products. They know that they're all just chemicals that are bad for you. And I think, I've spoken to a couple of my friends. They've told me that after they eat these products, so they are vegetarians. After they eat these products, they don't feel good about themselves afterwards. And let's be honest, I eat meat every day. I eat red meat every day, specifically steak, and I feel amazing. And so I couldn't imagine having to turn to a alternative meat like plant-based meats. And I think they call it plant-based meat just to kind of throw everyone off, but it's all just chemicals at the end of the day. And
Yeah, so many ingredients. Oh, sorry.
yeah, if you can't, my path, like my rule of thumb all the time, I should say, is if you can't read the ingredients on the back of the packaging, don't eat, put it in your body. It's probably awful for you. And so rightfully so, all these Americans are rejecting it. And I think it's a great thing in itself. So we'll see how this plays out. But JD, like I mentioned, listen, I love the carnivore diet. I'm a big fan. And I think it's really important for Americans to have an alternative, not an alternative meat, but an actual alternative plan in case, these World Economic Forum freaks get what they want. And that would be to eliminate our great meat products, especially our beefs. So you have a product that is incredible over at briannameat.com. You have these amazing cuts of meats that last up to 25 years is the shelf life. And I'll let you take it away from there to describe detail exactly why they're able to last 25 years and why our audience should start building up their own supply.
Well, they say, as you noted, the chemicals and the ingredients in all these food, there's two ways to preserve food. Okay. You've got the modern way, which is chemical. Okay. It's always been chemical. And it's like, well, we throw in preservatives and we throw in this, that, or the other. And there are old school chemical ways of doing it, but today's modern variation is really about trying to throw in as many ingredients as possible to make food that's not really food appear to be food and taste like food. And you know, I don't know if you saw that where they cut open the drumstick and let it sit there for the ice cream drumstick, mm-hmm. and then yes. let it sit there for a couple of days and it didn't melt. How's that ice cream? Who knows? but when it comes to BriannaMeat.com, the food we have there has one ingredient. It's beef. So we're not doing it chemically. People ask, how do you keep it good for 25 years? It's because we're cooking it sous vide. Okay, that retains nutrition and flavor. And then we are freeze drying it, which takes out all the moisture. We take it and we put it into secure, thick Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers, and we seal it up. And if you, at that point, you don't have to refrigerate it. You can put it in your closet, your pantry, your attic, your basement, whatever. Just keep it anywhere that you can, and you can store it away. But here's the thing, and this is the important part. With most foods, okay, most, you know, whether it's, carbs, if you're eating carbs or other meats or whatever, oils, a lot of times what people will do is, and I recommend this, they'll say, okay, so I've got food for the next 2 weeks, I got food for the next 2 months, for the next 2 years, and then for the next 20 years. Beef is the exception. And the reason I say that is because with beef, you've only got the one gap. Like the jump is, you got the beef that's fresh and you got the beef that's frozen that can last up to, you know, 12 to 18 months. But beyond that, like canned beef isn't very good. Okay. Mm-mm. This is why we do freeze dried, because we are able to cover, like, from now today, once the beef is out of your fridge and you're sitting there, let's say you're locked in for some reason, whatever's happening in the world, you're bugging in and you needing to eat, having a supply, a store of meat at BriannaMeat.com is going to help you to survive today. It'll help you to survive tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, all the way up to 2049 if you're able to stockpile enough of it. And the easiest way to do that, by the way, two things. You use promo code BRIE so that you can get 25% off for a limited time, and you can also subscribe and save, have it shipped every month, and you'll get an additional 10% off. So we're very excited about what's happening over at BriannaMeat.com because folks need it. Folks, you know, they don't want to eat bugs. They don't want to eat fake meat from it's grown in a lab, or fake meat that's just chemically originated from various plant-based objects. We want actual beef, and that's what they get at BriannaMeat.com.
Yeah, and I think it's a great product that you guys have, because number one, I use it myself. If you've eaten it myself, I could attest to just that. You are tasting the actual cut of the beef. It's not like something like beef chunks or something gross, or whatever they call it these days. It's disgusting. This is actually something that I eat, and I have eaten it, so I'll attest to that. But it's lean. You're getting the leanest cut. You're not getting the fat and the stuff that you don't want. You're getting the leanest cut of the protein, which is really important, especially if you were in a situation, let's say hurricane comes and you're trapped in your home for 2 weeks, snowstorm, you never know. You could rely on this, that you're not going to get fed a bunch of fat. You're going to be getting the best of the protein, which is important. And one of my other favorite things about this, if you're somebody like myself who lives in an apartment, these products are super light because, again, it's dry freeze, but you could store it in your closet and your closet space, and it takes up very little space, and it's very, very reliable for these important times. And so it's a good thing to slowly build up your supply, like I've recommended for you guys for quite some time now, because you never know when you're going to need it. You can always end the subscription whenever you're ready to stop it from coming in all the time. But I think it's incredible. And then you're getting the 35% off when you use Brie. You're getting the 10% as well. And then you're also getting free shipping. And then you're also going to donate 10% of your proceeds to a great veteran cause. So there's really just very little to kind of jump in there and say, I don't know, maybe next time. No. Now is the time to do this, because you never know. The 25% off discount isn't going to last forever. It's temporary. And we're going to keep pushing that on here on this show. But now would be the time to pair that all up. Get max it out, get 35% off plus the free shipping plus the donation to a veteran cause with promo code BRIE. Now, I know you mentioned briefly, you know, the packaging and how it's able to last forever, or up to 25 years. But I want to talk about the cuts of beef specifically. What are your favorite cuts that you like to point our audience's direction in? And then what's the best way for them to kind of to save more money than what you're already doing? Because I noticed that you guys have like these packages that are I don't know how to describe it, but they come with multiple different items in there rather than just the individual bags itself. So tell us a little bit about that option.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, number one, the first answer to your question is it actually has shifted lately. We offer ribeye, which has always been traditionally when I go to a steakhouse, I order a ribeye, medium rare, if not rare, depending on where it is. New York strip, which has quickly become, by the way, my favorite as far as not at the steakhouse, but when I order at when I get my bags, because we are, you know, we're not just the club for men president or whatever that saying is. I actually do eat our beef on a regular basis. Tenderloin / filet mignon. That is a lot of people. That's what a lot of people like. I'm going to come out and say it. It's not my favorite. It's just because, you know, I'll order a filet at a steakhouse. Usually I want something bigger, and maybe there's that mentality, but I'm not, I don't get, and people, folks, I'm telling you this, honestly, that's our most expensive one. That's not my favorite. Okay. Yeah. And then of course we've got the tried and true original steak, which is a combination of sirloin, chuck steak, picanha. It's got the cheap cuts, but those cheap cuts are still exponentially better than literally everything else that's out there on the market right now, because it is the lower end of the highest quality meat out there. As far as packaging, look, we've got it. We want to figure out how to save people money. You know, some people, look, it's not like this stuff is cheap. Oh, well, let's go pick it up for $15 or whatever and get a bag. No, I mean, you're going to spend hundreds, even thousands of dollars. But we've made it to where if you are going to spend quite a bit of money on your family's food security, if you're going to try to make sure that you have enough food to last you for at least months, if not years, then you can get 4 packs, you can get 10 packs, you can get variety packs. We've got one in particular we call the Prepper Variety Pack that has all sorts of stuff. Our most popular item right now, the one that sells the most, is the 10-pack of regular freeze-dried steak. People, the general consensus is people will buy one bag and be like, okay, let's see if this really is edible. They'll rip it open, they'll put it in there. Hopefully they read the instructions first so they don't just take it in their mouth, because it is freeze dried. Okay. Yeah. Don't open the bag and stick it in your mouth like a potato chip. You got to rehydrate it in hot water, hot broth, whatever, for a few minutes, and then you're good to go. They taste it. They do that. They taste it. It's like, oh crap, this really is good. Let's go back to BriannaMeat.com. Use promo code Brie for 25% off. Get the 10% subscription, and let's get the 10 pack. Because the 10 pack is the best way. I mean, talk about maximum savings per bag. Get the 10 pack on the subscription with the promo code and, you know, Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick.
Yeah. Listen, it's great. I've eaten it myself. I'm telling everyone right now, the rehydration process too, for me, was just simple. I boiled beef broth. I poured it over. I kept it separate. I didn't put the meat onto the pot. I poured it over the beef, and then I let it sit there for a few minutes. I, you know, mixed it around a little bit so that it would all evenly kind of get rehydrated, but it was pretty easy to do. And then I waited, and just for my own personal preference, I love like teriyaki sauce, soy sauce. So I use that. I use my soy sauce to kind of spice it up a little bit, but you can use whatever you want. And it's very, very easy. And if you're in one of these situations where you don't have access to, or your food in your fridge has gone bad, this is a great alternative for you. And again, it's an investment because it will last up to 25 years if you store it properly, like in a closet, in a dry space, space away from critters. You could really maximize this product. I'm a very big fan, J-Day. We brag about this all the time, but it's a great product, a great service. It's not something that's being offered by everyone in this industry. You guys are the top of the pick when it comes to this. So again, folks, when you head over to BriannaMeat.com, we made it easy by using my name in there, of course, BriannaMeat.com. You could secure 25% off with promo code Brie. That's B-R-E. And then if you subscribe, which I highly recommend you do to build up that supply, you get an extra 10% off. You're also getting free shipping, and then you're also donating your proceeds as well, which I love. So again, folks, it's BriannaMeat.com, promo code Brie. JD, as always, we love speaking to you. So thank you for joining us today.
I love being on your show. You are actually quickly becoming my absolute favorite show host. And I'm not talking about just the people that interview me. I actually watch your show, and that's incredible. Aww. Because I don't watch anybody's show, and you just nail it. You're the best guest. You do awesome stuff. I know I'm never going to get the call again and be like, dude, we don't want to talk to that creeper. about that. It's about high quality journalism and great stuff. And you've got an incredible audience. So I'm very blessed to be here.
Thank you, JD. We appreciate everything that you do as well. You've got a great podcast as well. And so again, our audience should head over there too and subscribe, because while we listen, I know one of our producers, Avery, sent over a clip that she wanted me to listen to of your most recent show. I think it was from 4 days ago. So we all took a listen to it. So thank you, JD. We appreciate your time.
Take care.
All right, fellas and the ladies, Mother's Day is just a few days away. I think we've got about 19 days left. And so if you're at home right now wondering, what do you even get your mom? Well, she's a patriot and she loves this country and she loves a good night's sleep. I've got a suggestion. It is MyPillow, of course. MyPillow products are incredible and I highly recommend, these are my favorite picks. So I highly recommend these are the ones, if you haven't tried them out or you haven't gone with the new 2.0 line, you give this a serious, serious look. Now, he's also got great prices, Mike Lindell, right now on the website. And folks, when you use promo code BREE, that's B-R-E, you're getting the best discount available. So you got to plug that discount. Look at that, folks. I mean, he's got some slippers with a promo code that are $25, it looks like. Buy one, get one free gets you. He's got so many great deals. Now, speaking of slippers, I wanted to bring you to some of my favorites. Now, as many of you know, I talk about the show. I've given my friends my slippers, and even my mom and my dad, they have them too as well. But I've given them there's two of them. So my mom has these. But my friend Allie's got these. And these women slip-on slippers are amazing. She's got the ones in pink. She loves them. She says they're amazing. They feel so soft. And especially, you know, if you're a lady who wears heels quite often at work, this is a good solution for you. So I'd highly recommend you get yourself one of those, or your loved one, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your mother-in-law. You gotta snag a pair of the My Slippers, okay? Now, if you're really, really feeling very kind, you could do these Giza bed sheets, because, well, these Giza bed sheets are the serious, serious deal. I love them. I have the ones in white for myself. And honestly, folks, it's a thick material, but it's not too thick where you feel like you can't breathe at night and you feel hot. It's perfect. It cools you, it feels like, at night. It just, you feel very relaxed, but it's not like a cheap, thin fabric. It is a great quality. So again, the My Giza bed sheets, you got to snag a pair of those. And right now with the promo code, it looks like it's about $39.98, depending upon the size that you guys do snag. But again, that's a great deal. I think it's probably one of the best deals I've seen so far on his website. He also has flannels, which are great. I also personally do love the pajamas as well. So this one right here, I actually do have, and I have to say these are very, very soft and incredible. So I've given you three of my options. I recommend you head over to mypillow.com. And when you do so, if you want to snag the best deal, you got to do so with the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E, because that will get you the best discount, up to 66% off. The discount does vary on each item. So again, use the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E when you're checking out to get the best savings imaginable. And guess what? You're supporting this show. You're also supporting Mike Lindell. And then you're gifting your loved one a great gift for Mother's Day. So you can't go wrong with this. So head over to mypillow.com and use promo code BREE. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.